Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic Hour. I'm Kristen. Good morning, Neil.
Good morning.
And today we're finally going to be getting to our second part of our astral topic regarding the astral realm. I think we started that a week ago, but last show we did not get to our discussion because we had so many callers. So we're going to start with our discussion today and then talk to all of you. So that number to call is 914-338-0164. Please press 1 if you'd like to speak with us. And of course, as always, we invite you to join us on Blog Talk Radio to follow our show updates, as well as on Facebook and on Twitter. Those accounts are linked in our Blog Talk Radio profile. Sorry, I'm a little slow this morning.
Well, you won't get any speeding tickets. You do get tickets for driving too slow, though.
That's true. I don't think that has ever happened to me. Actually, you've never had a ticket.
No, I've never had a ticket.
Did you have a ticket? You did have a ticket.
Well, I was once stopped for driving too slow.
Of course.
I was once stopped for driving too slow in the fast lane. And I pleaded that I was in the fast. I'm a fast thinker, but I was driving slow. So I just got a cop kind of laughed and... I think he did give me a ticket, but that was way when I was in my 20s.
In your 20s, you were driving that slow. Imagine how much you've slowed down since then.
Yeah. No,
considering, my God.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not a fast driver. I don't want to be a fast
driver. But you keep up with the flow of traffic when you're driving in the fast lane. You're not like one of those people who are passive aggressive in the fast lane and as everybody piles up behind them, which is an accident waiting to happen as well.
Right. If I'm going to be in the fast lane, I'll drive according to what the fast lane, maintenance of the fast lane, how everybody else is driving, the flow of traffic. But driving is not a pleasurable experience for me by any means.
Let's talk about the rules of the road today.
No,
why not? Traffic laws.
Let's talk about the astral realm.
Yes. Okay.
The astral realm, actually, when we talk about the astral realm, we're not just talking about the astral realm. We're talking about layers of the astral realm. It is a real place. And there are layers there. Basically, there are 7 layers there, but that's debatable.
Like the 7 chakras in the body. That's interesting.
Because there's different layers there, and we'll begin to explain it. There are permanent inhabitants of the astral realm. They don't have physical bodies. They are permanent astral bodies that reside in the astral realm on any number of levels, not usually on the first level, unless they're really low energies. So they don't have the concerns of the earth. They're not in the physical state. They are permanent residencies of the astral realm. They're there constantly. We as human beings, we enter the astral realm through our astral body, but our astral bodies are still connected to our physical body. So even in the astral realm, the silver cord connecting us to our physical bodies is very evident.
Right. So we're going to be recognized by those astral inhabitants as people that inhabit, souls that inhabit human bodies. They're not going to mistake
us for
actual inhabitants.
And why we enter the lower realm of the astral plane is because we carry with us in that astral body thought forms. And those thought forms become the vibrant substance of our parents on the astral plane, and those thought forms are usually consisting of earthly concerns. So we do enter the astral realm because our astral bodies gravitate towards that realm in our sleep. But then because we are still in our earthly bodies, our astral bodies contain the thought form of our earthly concerns. So on that lower level, we can be concerned with things that are, any number of things that are going on the planet. We are bringing to that lower level. And even though it is not in the physical plane, it is in the astral plane, our earthly concerns kind of merge into a different environment than they would on the earthly plane. So everything's sort of elevated to a kind of surrealistic landscape. And that's a lot of where that energy consists of. Now on that lower plane, there are also permanent astral bodies. They're really low bodies. Some of them are fresh from Earth. Others are in transition between Earth and the astral plane and are about ready to go back. And then some are just lower spirits.
Lower spirits that have never inhabited a human body.
Yeah. You can encounter a high spirit on that plane, just like you can go to McDonald's and see Tom Hanks there enjoying a hamburger.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know about that. But anyway, the point is,
you know, I mean, what I mean
well
to say
taken.
Is that you,
right.
So a big star can appear in a low, sure. A low kind of a low place, and a spirit, a higher entity, astral resident, permanent energy can appear in a lower plane, but they don't really reside there. They're there maybe for different reasons, but they don't really reside there, but they can't appear there. So a lot of our dreams, we will encounter high spirits on that plane at times.
Right, and this is why, like, we have these convoluted dreams with elements of our physical, our waking life in the astral realm that get so mixed up and, you know, involved with these.
Well, that's the thing. That's a good point, because what sometimes happens in our astral dreams is that we keep returning to the astral plane to continue a story. Now, maybe the soul is working out something on that astral plane and it can only get back to that story line during sleep. So it's almost like you're watching a movie and there's two different plot lines going on. In this case, the one plot line would be that the astral body of the person keeps returning to the astral plane to continue the story they're working on that plane. And it may not have anything to do with the earth plane in this regard. They may be working out something that has to do with the past life, or that it has to do with the energy of on the astral plane that they were working on before the soul came back to the planet and had to occupy a physical body. So there are certain things on the lower plane that it's sort of a meeting place between the earth and the astral realm. The lowest plane of the astral realm can still contain energy from the earth. And that's a lot of that region is a vast location where we as human beings sometimes work out our astral dilemmas soul-wise. When we bring to the astral plane a concern of the earth.
I was just going to say, because we work out some of our earth dilemmas in the astral realm as well.
That's kind of like going to an expert to help figure out a problem you have, or a consultant or a doctor. The soul will go to the astral plane because it's trying to seek energy from that plane that it can bring back to the earth to help work out the energy of the earthly dilemma. Because on the astral plane, it's not a physicality, it's an energy. And so the astral body will sometimes go there in order to obtain energy from that plane that it can bring back and nourish the body with. It's like a bee leaving the beehive to get pollen. And in that regard, we can maybe best assist ourselves in terms of maybe we spoke to a guide on that plane, maybe we enveloped ourselves in a certain region of energy that is helping us on that plane. Now, a lot of times what happens is going to the astral plane, we've been talking about it briefly about this, but we encounter darkness. The lower astral planes, the lower regions of the astral plane does have darkness. On those lines of thought, there are demons, there's negative energies, there's human beings that have crossed over that were dark and evil in their lifetime.
And it is common when you're first starting to astral travel more consistently in your dream state that you go to the lower realms, unfortunately. I mean, it's just what happens.
Well,
and then you have to, you know, evaluate who you're encountering, what the experiences mean, you know, if you're really, you know, most of the time this, you're encountering spirits that are maybe lower, but they're not harmful, but you can encounter a harmful spirit when you're going out there.
Yes, you can. And oftentimes we do. On the other hand, some of us who travel into the astral plane will transcend through the first layer and go to a second or third layer of the astral plane and encounter angels, spirits, guides. They have wonderful lucid dreams that are actually happenings in the higher astral realm. And then that, too, is brought back to the planet, whereby they are inspired to write books, share their information. Usually, if one is going to encounter something on the higher astral plane, there is a great depth of information that is meant to bring back and share. St. John of Revelation, now he went to the astral plane, and he went to a high astral plane, but on that high astral plane, he experienced, his revelation was about the destruction of the planet, and thereby the second coming. And the restoration of the earth after a certain period of time. But he experienced the Armageddon of all the Armageddons when he went to a high astral plane and had that experience. And listen, he didn't take drugs. It wasn't anything. He left his body. He left his body. When it's reported that Christ went into the wilderness, he didn't, like, walk into the desert 20 miles. There was really... I mean, the surrounding desert environment was not very far from the marketplace. It wasn't, you didn't have to go that far to be in a desolate area. And of course, you could venture deep into a desolate area too. But the wilderness here was not considered the wilderness. It wasn't, the wilderness is mainly,
right, faster,
is mainly a place of wild energy, overgrowth, wild energy. In the desert, there were vast stretches of nothingness. The wilderness here was considered the astral realm.
Mm-hmm.
And when one consciously goes into the astral realm, while they're still in their body, well, this is a rare gift too, because that's what a lot of our seers and psychics do when they're actually inspired and doing a reading. They're in a conscious state. They're very aware of their environment. And yet their third eye, their sixth chakra, is in the astral realm, and they're having two conversations at once. This happens more often than not with myself, and I'm sure it happens with you when you experience these energy fields of having two experiences at once, where you're actually in your body, but you're seeing elements of the astral realm.
Right. Well, you know, obviously, I haven't been at this as many years as Neil, but yes, spontaneously, the astral realm will appear to me doing, you know, a variety of activities, whether consciously trying to see and go into the astral realm. I do third eye work every day, whereby I will see symbols, animals, faces, so on and so forth. But also spontaneously, you know, I could be working out and I've had experiences where there's a portal that I start seeing that's moving around the room. So as you develop your third eye more, that waking state, the normal consciousness and the activated third eye become more of a merging of energy. So you're able to access that third eye at any time, rather than just when you're consciously trying to activate it.
Yeah, absolutely. And sometimes when you are in your physical body and your emotional body, it does take a certain amount of energy to start to see the astral realm. However, when you get into more of the advanced states of existence and consciousness, you can just be at a standstill, which I'm sure you've experienced.
Standstill.
And be very still. Yeah.
I've experienced standstill with the third eye. But I mean, even, you know, in terms of astral projecting and, you know, getting your consciousness to a point where you know when you're doing it. There was a recent experience that I had where I texted a friend something, and essentially the person was practicing for a choir he is in. And I texted at that very moment the song that he was practicing at that very moment. So this person was really, really stunned. But what had happened in that moment, and I didn't even realize it, is I probably astral projected over to where he was and had that information there. So I know, Neil, you do that many times in readings with people where you can actually go into their environment. In fact, before we were connected on this level, we didn't live in the same area. So we did readings on the phone, and you astral projected to where I was and would tell me certain, you know, physical markers of my environment that prove that you could do it. So it's very interesting when you start to develop this and you become more adept at being able to travel anywhere you want in the world.
Yeah, the positioning of remote viewing. I mean, there's a direct definition of remote viewing. You're in your body, and your third eye is giving you the advantage of having remote viewing, and that's a form of astral travel. But you're still basically in your body. You're just receiving images while you're in the body, as opposed to actually leaving your body, even in a conscious state. And your astral body has traveled over to another location, and you're literally in that location and making, having effects there. In that regard, I've done readings in the past where I've done readings with a person and said, yeah, I'm in the room right now with you.
And I know they said, I'm going to get dressed.
Yeah, but the idea is that I'll say, you know, I'll move something. Something moves, or I'll brush their ear and they feel it and they go, oh, my God. But, you know, the idea of when I was younger, I used to do that quite a bit and have a lot of fun with it. But the idea is, as I've gotten older, I don't resort to those kinds of maneuvers. They don't really do me justice. They don't really, I mean, they're nice, they're there, but.
You mean in terms of playing those types of games?
Yeah.
You know, it was more of a novelty in your youth that you could do that.
It was fun. People would come to readings, and I had a big dictionary, and the pages would literally turn I would say a word and a page in front of the person would turn to that page and come to that word. People, you know, things would move around and energies would come in. One time the door opened and an actual spirit entered into through the doorway and the person ran out, and I'd laugh. You know, I was younger then, and I really tooled my and tunneled my energy into areas that were more invested in my ego satisfaction than my higher self satisfaction. But again, I was in my 20s, 30s. That was 30 to 40 years ago. I don't resort to that now. I won't. It, you know, as I get older, I have to really come to grips with what the astral realm really means to a living human being. You know, and what we're really supposed to do down here is not just have fun with the effects. I always did readings with integrity, but I often would be entertaining more than I am today, because today I'm a little bit more serious than I ever was in my past. But again, you know, we're talking about the astral realm, and there is a lot of comedy on the astral realm.
Well, yeah,
there's a lot of gaiety there.
There is, and we have spirits that will move things in our environment or.
Yeah.
You know, play little games with us.
Oh, definitely.
which actually I will mention, I don't know how much that happened when I wasn't here, but now that I'm here and I've become involved and close to these spirits, they've somehow, for some reason, I think, played more jokes than they did when you were when you were alone.
Yeah. Because they don't, I didn't have that need. I didn't,
I'm sorry,
it wasn't,
I'm laughing.
There wouldn't have been anything entertaining between the two of us for them to be playing jokes and little pranks and things. With you, they work with, it's not a criticism, but they work with the energy of the mind of the person. And if you're, when you're first learning, there is a little bit of play. There is play. It's just like when you have a baby, you play with the baby. You don't go into a classroom and teach a baby history. You play is learning, and you form a bond. When you look at animals, when they're young, they play. They play. They play. They even engage their parents in play. Play is, there's nothing wrong with play. So, it's it brings back to me kind of my old memories is when they used to work with me on a playful level. So when I do see them playing with you, I get a kick out of it too.
Well, they play with you too. I mean, you've had some, what's happened?
Oh yeah, they do all kinds of talk.
They've gotten into your ice cream. I mean, really, there's physical things happen in the environment that, you're not generating these things to happen. These are happening from completely outside source.
Well, they do. And, I tolerate it. But the yes, that's true. But I think they wouldn't be doing these things if it weren't
amusement
to you too as well.
Right, exactly.
And, these things are, you really don't understand the astral realm completely. I don't understand it completely. And I've spent my entire life going there every day and working with energy and doing all kinds of things that started when I was a little kid. So I've spent every day doing this. And still, there's only so much the human brain
can
grasp.
Right.
But what I absorbed there, I've decided not to take on a personal level, more on a level of sharing. And I see we have a caller, so.
Let's bring him on, shall we? Who's this? 919.
Hi, this is Christine.
Hi, Christine.
Oh, wow. I can't believe I got through. This is awesome.
Yes, here you are.
My birthday is 12/26/1957.
Okay, and we've spoken with you before, I'm guessing, because you knew to give your birth date. How did you know to give your birth date? That's so good. And maybe you're a listener. I don't know.
Well, I've been listening. Yeah.
11/21. Oh, good. And you're a 30. What did I add that up right? Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry. Would you let us know where you're calling from?
Bloomington, Indiana.
Bloomington. Okay. All right. What's your question, Christine?
Well, my life is really in flux right now. I'm a massage therapist, and I have been kind of finding my new place to be. My main question is, I have a house on the market, and I want to know if it's going to sell soon.
Okay. Are you planning on moving within state, or...
I'm in Indiana right now, but I think I might go back to North Carolina where my house is on the market. It's in Durham, but I think I might move to Asheville. I've just been kind of moving around because I was unhappy in Durham.
Yeah, they say that North Carolina is a pretty progressive part of the South. I mean, obviously Asheville's there. Less conservative than South Carolina for sure.
I had some bad experiences in Durham, and it just made me want to get out. And so I went back to Athens, Ohio, where I raised my son. And then I just felt like it was too small of a town. And now I'm in Bloomington and feeling kind of crazy that I'm just running all over the place trying to figure out where I want to be. But I think that I will probably go to Asheville because I'm a massage therapist and I have my license current in North Carolina. I applied for my massage license in Indiana and it has been kind of waiting for it to come through. And so I'm sitting here unemployed. that's a whole other thing, I understand. But my biggest question is my house going to sell soon? Because I have a lot of money tied up in that.
Okay, well, Christine, you are, your master number is 6 by way of 33, and actually you're going to be 60, correct, this year?
Yes.
Yes, so you're going to be going through your 10th cycle of your master number 6, so there's a change coming up. In 1990, what happened? 1990, can you go back to that place and remember? Sometimes it's hard, but...
Yeah, how old was I in 1990?
You were 33 in 1990.
Okay. Okay.
But it would have been actually, let me correct that, because you're born in December. So actually, you would have been 33, yes, but it would go into actually 1991 because you're at the tail end of the year.
Yeah. I might have, let's see. Well, I was living in New York City at the time.
That's okay. You don't have to.
Yeah, I don't know.
You know, if you call another time or remember later in the reading. But, you know, 6 is her master number. And 6 is her fire number. Interesting.
You're divorced, Christine?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Well, you have what's going on is that part of your dilemma right now is being commingled with your earthly journey of relationships. Mm-hmm. And your relationships on the planet, both, basically in a domestic sense of the word, mm-hmm. have been a little bit troubling, confusing, confounding, mm-hmm. disappointing. And that's because of the karma that you brought with you from a past life. Now, the mm-hmm. other aspect of that is that you have a very sound sense of doing the right thing and helping others and working in a higher energy form of work. So mm-hmm. you're a human being that's conflicted by lower earthly experiences that compromise your well-being. And then mm-hmm. Your soul and your spirit, which is combined with the idea that you're trying to work on a higher plane and doing the right mm-hmm. thing. So you have this mm-hmm. battle going on that you came into the earth with. It's your karmic battle. And that's now in being manifested in the idea of your home, because you're sort of in 3 different places. You're in an area that you're not making much money. You're not happy there. You have a debate about living in different locations. You might want to move back to the area where your house is actually on market. So all of mm-hmm. this involves the first chakra, since you're a massage therapist. The earth energies, the land, the real estate, our relationships, our foundation. And so you're not in any weird position right now. It may not feel comfortable, but it's not weird. It's in alignment with the way that your karmic storyline and narrative is going. Your home that you're trying to sell. Now, the thing about that is that your day is broken up as an 8. It's a 26. That 8, if we could put those two energies together, the second chakra and the sixth chakra, if we could put together, the sale of your home would be made complete. Let me ask you something. Where's the 2-bedroom situation?
I'm bedroom situation. I don't know. The house that I'm selling is a 3-bedroom. I'm living in a place right now that's a 1-bedroom, but it's got both of the rooms are being acted as a 2-bedroom because they both have beds.
Okay. Maybe that's it. And in the 3-bedroom situation, were all the 3 bedrooms always used as bedrooms?
There were only 2 of us living there, but yes, they were considered bedrooms.
But there were 2 people living there.
Yes.
Okay.
For a while there was 3 of us living there.
Okay. It's just a subtle note I'm trying to pick up on. But your home, the home itself is going to sell. Now, what's going to happen in our determination is that there's going to be a period between June and October, and somewhere in there the sale seems to occur. What's in the $200,000 range, like 234, 235? What's going on there?
Well, I have the house on the market at 225.
Well, that would be
that's it.
Right at
225.
That's right on the money, essentially.
So we're, you know, I'm about, well, I'm in the window of what you have it on the market for. Did it ever go off? Did you ever lower it at one point?
No, it has only been on the market since April.
Oh, okay. Well, I said 235. You said 225. We're not going to argue. It's a close enough range. It's okay. If it was grossly wrong, then we would have to another place.
Does she own the property? You're renting right now?
I own the house that I am selling. But where I'm staying right now, it's just, no, I'm renting.
You're renting where
you're
staying
renting
now.
Well, yeah. It's none of our business, but when we look at that number, when we look at that $10,000 discrepancy.
We like to make things like this. That's right.
Yeah. When we look at that $10,000 discrepancy, Christine, is there a savings? Do you have something? Nothing. I don't know where I'm not going to linger too long on the $10,000 discrepancy, except to say that the $10,000 may come into play somewhere else. It might come into play in an increase of income. So do you own the house outright, or is there anything left on it?
Oh, I still have a mortgage on it.
Uh-huh. So what we're looking at is not only the market value of the house plus a little bit of change, but the idea that it's going to sell, and it's only been on the market since April, which isn't a long time, and then maybe some increase in income for you. So what I'm looking at is perhaps a sale between, what did we say, June and October, June, July, August, September, 5 months. And let me just see real quickly if there's any quick block. Have you had any problems? Have you gone to an optometrist lately? Anything with your eyes?
I it's time for me to get an eye, you know, go back and have my eyeglasses, you know, updated.
Okay.
It's not a big deal, but yeah,
it's not
I have
a big
noticed
deal.
That. Yeah.
It's not a big deal, but you noticed it, and maybe it's time to do that. I'm just trying to figure out on the radio how to get something here involved in accelerating this energy. That's a start. You know, we'll focus on this. Is she a first-time caller?
She's a first-time caller. But you've been listening. How did you find the show?
I'm interested in psychic phenomena. I tend to be very intuitive myself, and I've just studied tarot and different metaphysical arts. And so as I was exploring different podcasts, I came upon you.
Oh, okay. Through like iTunes or?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. And what kind of work do you do, Christine?
I'm a massage therapist.
That's right.
I'm a massage therapist, and I had a very successful practice in Durham. I was making good money. But as I said, I had a very unhappy relationship experience there and just wanted to get out.
Right.
I am considering doing more with my intuitive abilities.
You're a six, so it makes sense. I mean, that's a strong third eye energy for master number. And you've got a seven in your birth date, which is, you know, the seventh chakra as well, and it's on the transcendent side. So, I mean, that's definitely possibility for your future.
And like what we were saying before, is your relationships on the planet are going to be intermingled in your higher work. There's always going to be a confusion of energy in there, but not to any outstanding negative degree, but it will be there. And we encourage you to develop your psychic abilities. You just have to be careful about who you go to work with. Be careful there.
There's a lot of we were just kind of perusing things yesterday online, and there's so much misinformation out there about how to develop the third eye, what's really happening in the world, you know, in terms of the future of our planet and whether this is really an ascension of the planet or if we're in a downward spiral. So anyway, that said, Christine, yeah. I guess that's it. Is there anything else before we move on to the next caller?
No, I think we're okay.
Yes. If you have time for one more, if you have a sense of whether Asheville would be a better destination for me than Bloomington, because I'm really confused right now of whether I stay here or whether I should go to
Indiana versus yeah. Asheville. Well, in terms of massage therapy, I would think that, I mean, I don't know anything about Bloomington, but Asheville, there's probably a lot of massage therapists, but it's also, you know, a kind of hotbed for new age healing.
Yeah, there's plenty of work for me in either place, even though I'm waiting for my license to come through here in Indiana. Once I have it, there's plenty of work for me.
Since you asked the question, Christine, my gut feeling is Asheville. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
Did you ever know anyone named anywhere in your whole world of experiences, anyone ever named Peggy?
It's not coming to me. It might later, but right now it's not coming to me.
Not right now. It's not coming to you. Well, then I'm going to shift the gears and say that there's a Peggy in Asheville. Now, I may be hearing that word coming, and it has something. There's something to do with. It's weird. It's like hand therapy. It's something to do with the maybe not reflexology, but with the hand and the elements of the hand and the different sections of the hand and in terms of therapy and how that activates different parts of the body. But there's something in there, and this person seems to be, this Peggy figure seems to be, that they had done a lot of secretarial work. They might have at some time taught typing at, you know, they were very good at their fingers, and they taught speed typing. It seems to be an individual that you're maybe meant to encounter in Asheville. Did you ever do any secretarial work yourself?
No, but just from doing massage, I've obviously worked with my hands a lot.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
she's running her own business. I mean, do you do any kind of bookkeeping for yourself or anything like that?
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that may be.
Well, Asheville. Asheville's our choice.
Okay, Christine. Well, we really appreciate you connecting. Thanks so much. And we invite you to join us on Facebook and here on Blog Talk Radio. Thanks for listening to our show. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. And, you know, the interesting thing is our next caller is born on the same day and month as Christine.
Really?
Yeah. It's Stacy who's next. And she's born on 12/26, but different year. 10 years later is 1967. Versus 1957. I don't think Christine heard that because she hung up. But anyway, it's kind of interesting how people group together. Hi.
Wow. Hi, and I'm just flattered that you guys know who I am. You know, thank you. It just makes me feel good because, you know, you understand I get this constant rejection that I've experienced with the jobs. And I've had a couple of interviews and, you know, I guess I wasn't chosen, and I'm going, you know, on my own through the online apps as well as the temp agencies. And it just seems like one agency had said to me that I didn't work for when I called up because I put in for an online thing. She said that the problem is there's a lot of applicants more than there's jobs out there.
Yeah.
So obviously the unemployment rate is not as low as it says because there are a lot of people out of work.
Yeah.
And that's the problem. You just got to have luck. And I've been plugging away. I'm telling you, diligently from last week, I had two interviews in 1 week, nothing. And I've been applying like crazy.
Where are you located again?
In South Florida.
South Florida. Florida.
Yeah.
Okay. South Florida. That would be like not
Delray.
Delray.
Yeah. South of West Palm, north, between like north of Boca, Delray, you know, that area. It's just
I don't know
vocal
Florida.
Tone.
I've been there once, but I don't. Yeah, I don't really. I'm not super familiar with Florida. And
where are you guys from?
We're in California.
Wow. Well, that's where my dad wanted to move many years ago, to San Diego, but my mom wouldn't let him move there because earthquakes.
They happen, but you guys get hurricanes, so, I mean.
I know. I just like the tennis out here. That's about it. And I don't like cold weather, but the humidity is terrible. At least you have dry weather.
Yeah.
I visited Vegas before, but I wasn't crazy about it. It's kind of, I like the slot machines, but it's kind of, it's beautiful, but it's a little bit sleazy.
Yeah, I think we both prefer cooler weather. But, you know, what I was going to ask, the reason I'm asking about your location, Stacey, is how far outside of your immediate area are you applying? I mean, I'm just trying to.
I'm even applying to areas slightly further distances than what I generally look for. I'm applying there as well.
Is there anything that you can do in terms of marketing yourself as like, you know, or starting, you know, just like a sole proprietorship where you're doing the type of work that you do as freelance, a freelance person? Is that possible?
Well, the only thing I can do is just go and apply for companies before they list an ad, you know, that applying. Just apply to random companies and say, are you looking for work? I can't just walk in there because there's a lot of no solicitation, so I can just send them an email directly. That's the only thing I could think of.
Right, but aren't there, like, you do bookkeeping or accounting, right?
Yeah,
don't we have a client that does bookkeeping and got a job doing accounting for a private person? Remember?
I was doing that during tax season. I was doing that, you know, from January to, when was it? April. So that was at least holding, you know, keeping me busy.
Right.
But you see, you don't understand. Summer is the slowest time to get jobs. And I've even applied for waitressing, but, you know, one place said that you don't have the experience and you have to lift a certain amount on a tray.
Yeah, waitressing is not easy. It's, I mean, it can be challenging if you're not familiar with the way a restaurant works and haven't done it before.
I just want an opportunity. I mean, it's not Mercury retrograde, and it still feels like a Mercury retrograde. Also, you know, with trying to find, you know, somebody, you know, when a guy makes a date with you, doesn't follow through that date and then calls you up a few months later, like nothing's happened, and said, let's get together, and thinks I'm unyielding for not giving him a second chance. But like you understand, Kristen, with you and Neil, it was love at first sight. You know, it was love at first sight. Neil knew that he liked you right away, and that's the only way it would work. And I don't want to feel like I'm, you know, a backup girl. Like if you have a date that goes bad, you're calling me up or you're blowing me off because you got a better opportunity to go out. And I just nipped it in the bud. Do you think that was wise of me? I mean, this guy's birthday is April 16th.
4/16. What? How old is he?
April 16th. His birthday is 1966.
Oh, he's 66. Okay. Did you ever give us his birthday before? 11, 21, plus
12. No.
Okay.
Same number.
Same number is a no. She's a 34/7. She's a 34/7.
Oh,
he's a 33/6, which is funny because he's the number of the caller with your birthday, the previous caller.
Wow.
Gosh, Stacey, have we ever seen you? You're not on our Facebook, are you?
No, you're on Facebook?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So what is it? What is it under? Like, how do you find?
Do you go to the website? Do you go to Blog Talk Radio to find the show?
Yeah, but how do you find the?
It's linked on the Blog Talk Radio profile, but it's Neil and Kristen. It's pushed together. Neil and Kristen with two I's and then Baker.
Neil and Kristen, Neil and Kristen, two I's and Baker?
Yeah, well, no, two I's and Kristen. So it's NeilAndKristin space Baker. That's who you'd find it under.
I have two I's too.
No, you have three. Well, you got to include that six chakra there. It would be good to like just at least maybe get a picture so we could kind of like look at her energy.
Right, yeah, might well help.
As far as the guy is concerned,
yeah,
in the
you
job.
Did the right thing. You know, there's a certain, you don't want to feel like you're on hold, you know, either he has nothing better so he calls you, or if something comes along better, or something didn't work out. Stacey, you're entitled to feel special by somebody and not like you're, you know, the second choice. That's not what.
Yeah. I basically said, forget it.
Yeah, I probably would too. You don't need that. You know, if someone's going to stand up to the plate because they want to date you or be in a relationship with you, then they stand up to the plate. They don't switch. You know, they don't. You know, you deserve obviously respect in that regard. Mm-hmm. I want
somebody that's crazy about me, actually, like you are about Kristen. That's what I'm looking for.
Right. Well, you know, your energy. You're the same number. You're the same energy number. I'm a 34/7 too.
Mm-hmm.
We're born different times,
different
dates. Months and years and whatnot. We still come with the same master number. You're in a different line of work than me, but you come with the same energy field of a seven. And that's there's a certain aspect. Every number can be sacred. A seven goes immediately to the crown chakra. And it indicates some sense of wanting to help. You're a service. Bookkeepers, accountants, when they really do their job well, they're the lifeblood of a company. They manage the most crucial aspect of their field, their finances. And so what you should probably do is, first of all, you know, when we look at new businesses, sometimes they can't afford bookkeepers, but yet they're looking for them. So there's the idea of looking at new businesses. Sometimes there is the energy of an old business needing to replace a bookkeeper. Do you have anybody doing any headhunting work for you? Or
Yeah, plenty of them.
I have plenty of them. It's just got to stick somewhere. It's just that I'm not the only one that's looking, and there's more people. The ratio is more people to jobs.
Well, you know, we, Chris and I, don't operate on a level that, well, there's so much competition. We had a caller that was trying to get her
I think she may have called on that show. The business going. We have a caller who wanted to get acupuncture license, and she kept failing the exam.
And you know, we're not limited by the negative fields.
Ultimately passed is the point.
Yeah, she ultimately passed, and certainly, my lifetime working with people, getting jobs, getting raises. I can't even begin to count how many people we've assisted. Throughout the years, and in over, you know, close to 50 years of doing this now. God.
Let's not put me into that category because I'm not 50.
You're not 50, but I've been doing this about 50 years.
I'm not even 50 years old. No,
I'm older.
I want to make that distinction.
Right. I'm older.
I don't know how old you guys are, you know.
Well, that's not important.
I'm not 50
older.
Either yet.
What?
How old are you? I don't know.
I'm older than 50.
You always say how old you are.
Are you my age?
What we're trying to say is this, that there, that you finding it, I've been doing this a long time, Stacey, and you finding a job to me is more of a quest than a defeat. It's something that you're in the area of having to do. And, you know, my sense of it is that that maybe there's a block. Maybe there is something going on that has to be removed. I'm not sure about that, but perhaps. but despair, or that you're not going to get it, or that you have to start waitressing. I don't get that. There's a bookkeeper job for you. The only thing I can do is maybe Krista and I will continue to increase the energy outside of the show.
How are you supporting yourself right now if there's no work, Stacey? Do you have savings?
Oh my God. Well, now I got unemployment, but that's not a lot.
You do.
That's the problem.
Right.
Yeah.
It's minimal. It's minimal. And you rent or own?
I own, but it's not that cheap. I'm in a condo.
You're in a condo. And so you own, so you have a house payment.
Yeah.
So, like we said, we will continue.
Well, yeah, we'll continue to work with that, Stacey. Just continue to keep looking. Don't despair. And we'll put out an effort to help find you some work, too.
But do you think it's do you think the block is because I'm yielding because me and my brother don't speak because of everything?
I don't think that's a block in another area. I don't know if that's equatable to the block at your work, as I think about it. I don't think the two are mixed up in that definition. This block is occurring due to the more or less the breakup of your eight chakra energy, which is, I was explaining to Christine, the previous caller, is in your day of 26. But when you put that together, being an accountant, when you put that together, that's an eight, and that's a higher energy form of money. What we've got to do is connect it to a two and a six, relationship and third eye. So there is
some
aspect
kind of
a
relationship
there.
Problem going
yeah.
on. But Stacey, we're going to take one more caller before we close the show. And so what we want to do, connect with us on Facebook. Again, the link to our page is under our Blog Talk Radio profile. So you can just click on it, or you can do the search like I told you to do. And that way we can get an idea of you, your energy by looking at you. That might help.
Okay. That sounds good. But you understand. It's just, it always feels
yeah.
like a retrograde. You know what a retrograde is. It feels
really,
like whenever Mercury,
yeah.
Mars, Venus.
Well, we're not going to address that part
yeah,
of it. It's not, that's not what the issue is. But we'll work on it. Don't worry.
We'll work on
Stacey.
It for you.
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Okay. We have like a minute left, but Cheryl is.
Okay. August 3rd, 72. Is this person going to end this well with me or not?
I'm sorry, what's the question?
August 3rd, 1972 is the person. I was wondering if this is going to end well or not.
Well, what in relation to what situation?
It's a business. I keep giving this guy the benefit of the doubt in business and helping him when I could probably benefit myself more, but I'm trying to do the right thing. And is he going to close this deal? Or is he going to lose this deal? August 3rd, 72.
He's 7766. And he's a 36.9. He is a 30 equals 3. And they, it's funny because it reminds me of this caller we had last show. 36, but they're 9 and 3.
You got to be careful,
Karma.
I don't know if I totally trust everything this person is seemingly representing. I don't know if I totally get, I don't want to attack the person, but there's something that doesn't feel right in the energy.
Okay,
of,
good. Then I'll just let it foreclose on him instead of trying to honor our quit claim deed. Yeah, I was thinking take the path of least resistance because I don't trust him at all, and I'm trying to actually be very good to him so he can walk away with a lot of money. And I'll just stay on that path, do the right thing, and get away from him as soon as I can.
If you've attempted to do that, how long have you been attempting to do that?
Well, 3 years. He's paid no property tax on an owner carry home that I sold him.
Oh, he's had enough. That's his master number. You've given him enough time.
Yeah, and it was owner carry on a rental, so he doesn't live in it. So he can close and walk away with $30,000, or it forecloses and it comes back to me, and then I could go sell it. Either way, I'm not really into the whole money thing. I just want it over with, whichever way it goes, his karma, my karma is how it will go.
Yeah.
But but I was curious.
He's an astral number three, so there's a lot of threes going on
right,
there.
Right, he is a three.
I would close this up as quick as possible.
He's a three in his karmic side, too, which becomes an 11 with his 8. So there's, you know what 11s do. You guys become the three together, too. And again,
yeah.
It's, you know, like his master number is in battle with his karmic side because it's there in the day.
Yeah, don't go into the hole over this, Cheryl.
Okay, Cheryl, we got to close the show.
Oh, yeah, I won't. Thanks, you guys. Have a beautiful weekend. Thanks again.
Okay, you too.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, we are back on the air Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern. Talk to you then. Bye-bye.